Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm very excited today because I'm going to be talking with one of our Woman of Wisdom presenters. She was with us in, back in 2003, and everybody loved her, having her at our conference. It is Frances Moore LePay. She is the author and co-author of 18 books, including the 3 million copy Diet for a Small Planet. Her most recent work is Echo Mind, Changing the Way We Think to Create the World We Want. That book is a winner of a silver medal from the Independent Publishers Book Awards. Jane Goodall called the book powerful and inspiring and will open your eyes and change your thinking. She wants everyone to read it, and I recommend that too. She is a democracy advocate and world food and hunger expert who has co-authored, well, I already said that before, 18 books. I mean, that's really quite remarkable in itself to do that many books. She's the co-founder of three organizations, including Food First, the Institute for Food and Development Policy, and also the most recent organization, it's the Small Planet Institute, a collaborative network for research and popular education seeking to bring democracy to life. And she leads that with her daughter, Anna LePay, and also together they have co-founded the Small Planet Fund, which channels resources to democratic social movements worldwide. In 1987, she received the Right Livelihood Award, which is considered an alternative Nobel Prize, for revealing the political and economic causes of world hunger and how citizens can help to remedy them. And also, her book, Diet for a Small Planet, was selected as one of 75 books by Women Whose Words Have Changed the World by members of the Women's National Book Association in observance of its 75th year, and was named by Gourmet Magazine as one of, she was named by Gourmet Magazine as one of 25 people, along with Thomas Jefferson, Upton Sinclair, and Julia Child, whose work has changed the way America eats. Well, welcome, Frances, to Voices
Thank you,
of
Chris.
Women.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Well, I just want to commend you for all the great work that you've done, and you just really keep you really keep going, don't you?
You're just continuing
to write the books and speak. And speaking about, you know, the whole food issue, which just continues to grow, and it's, the difficulties we're having on our planet and the urgency around this topic. I mean, you saw this back in the 70s, and here we are still. You know, does that frustrate you at all?
Yep, of course. I mean, it's pretty amazing, actually, that I've just been doing all the numbers again, and, you know, just that there's actually 40% more food produced for every person on Earth than when I was sitting there looking out at the San Francisco Bay writing Diet for a Small Planet, right? 40% more for each of us. And yet, the UN says that anywhere from 870 million to as many as 1.3 billion people are without the food we need. And if you, which I'm more and more adamant about, if you look at it from the point of view of the nutrition we need, that 2 billion of us lack at least one critical nutrient, and often it leads to early death. So there it is.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
Well, as you know from EcoMind, you know, where I've come after many years of asking this question, of why are we together creating a world that none of us as individuals would want, because, you know, nobody wants people to go hungry. I mean, I can't imagine anybody saying, yes, that's a great idea, I want to contribute to that. So why is it? And I've, over the last decade or so, I've come to see this, that what is unique about the human being is that we see the world not as it is, but as we are. We see it through filters that are culturally formed. And so we only can see, most of us, what we expect to see. And the premise of this dominant filter is that there's not enough, that there's not enough of anything. And so the very premise of scarcity leads actually to the creation of the experience of scarcity. And I know it's a bit of a journey to take you through how that works, but I'm saying that what happens is that if we believe in the scarcity of things in the world, whether it's enough food or enough love, if we believe in the scarcity of goodness in us, then we distrust ourselves. We turn over our fate to this kind of mythical idea that there's a market that works on its own without us. But actually, it's driven by one rule, which is highest return to existing wealth. And so what happens out of this distrust premise, this fear of scarcity, we end up in a market that concentrates wealth, that where wealth accrues to wealth accrues to wealth, until we have a world, right, where there are 6 pounds of food produced for every American, for example, or there are over 3 pounds produced for every person on Earth, and yet we have the kind of hunger that I just acknowledged. So I don't know, I can't tell talking to you on the phone whether that makes sense, but it does start with this idea that we don't have it in us. We're not capable, we human beings, to come together and use our common sense to create rules that keeps wealth circulating so that we can all access the incredible abundance of this earth.
Well, one of the premises you have is this, what you call mind traps. And so one, mm-hmm. I think what, mm-hmm. that's what you're discussing, you know, mm-hmm. particularly is that scarcity. It's a mind trap. And yeah. is it part of our corporate world that we're in, that you know, which is so competitive that creates that feeling? Do you think it's tied in with that? Or
I think, yeah, I mean, it's certainly tied in with that. But it runs really deep, and it's grown so much in my lifetime, this idea that citizens, that ordinary people are not capable, and that we have to find some automatic force. And Ronald Reagan called it the magic of the market. And so this profound suspicion of the public sphere, and it becomes self-reinforcing, because the more we put down government and say, oh, human, you know, we're not capable of real democracy, then the worst things work, and people say, see, I told you so. Government, you know, the commons, the public can't do anything right. And we have to turn things over to the market. And so listen to this, what I was just learning this morning, that half of American children, remember, we are the biggest exporter of agricultural commodities in the world, and yet half of American children will spend some time on food stamps in their life. A quarter will spend at least 5 years. And, you know, food stamps, that's a few dollars a day for all your, you know, all the food that you need. I mean, it's not much. So here, you know, once we believe that there is this automatic way that it all works out, we end up with that kind of deprivation where people can't get what they need in the market, because it is the power in the market is so tightly held.
Well, what do you think is the answer to this? To solve, 'cause like you say, why are we creating a world that we don't want? And then that begs the question, you know, well, how can we? So what do you think is the number one thing, we as individuals, because that's all we can do personally, you know, what can we do?
Well, I think it really starts with belief in ourselves, that there is so much evidence, and I have a whole chapter on human nature, and it's my favorite chapter in EcoMind, where I, you know, take one of the mind traps is that we're too selfish and greedy and et cetera to make the whole society work for everybody. But actually, there's tremendous evidence that human beings evolved in tightly knit tribes where we developed great capacity for cooperation and shared intentionality. In other words, that's a term that psychologists use, that one of the things that's unique about humans is that, you know, we can make plans together and we love to engage with others toward a common goal. We can do this if we regain that trust in ourselves. And therefore, we can believe that democracy can really work. And we can look around and see where it is. And, you know, I talk about examples. I tell the story of Germany, where now 80% of the renewable energy installations are households who've jumped in to, you know, put the solar panel on, to have the windmill, the small windmill, because they have a democracy that's not driven by corporate influence, so they could pass laws that rewarded people for doing the right thing, you know, green energy. And they have much less hunger and much less child poverty than we do. So we can, this is not inevitable. There's no way that we have to have hunger when the world produces this massive amount of food. It's all doable. But it starts with self. It starts with really trusting ourselves and our neighbors that we can really have democracy, if we want to choose one word for it.
Well, and I think, I don't know what occurred to me when you're saying that is, has Americans lost faith in democracy? I mean, we have so much infighting of, you know, what gets done in Washington, D.C., and we have the dual party and that whole frustration that I think we feel sort of hopeless, and yet I know you have another book called Hope's Edge. Of it's important to for us to hang on to hope and know that we can make a change.
Well, I think, you know what, Chris, I think that people are so discouraged because they see the fighting and the oppositional politics, and, you know, people unwilling to compromise. It's sort of compromise has become a bad word instead of a, you know, a word that is integrity, of being willing to come together and make things work. And I believe that it's not because we've become more ideologically divided per se. It's because we've allowed money, concentrated wealth in the form of corporations and individual donors, to have so much sway, including over most media, this being an exception. But, you know, that we don't hear the basic information that we need, and we don't reward people for being, you know, good statespeople. What they want is, you know, to have the donations come in from the most ideological and those who have the most interest in a certain point of view, who profit literally from the kinds of subsidies that are going, say, just take fossil fuel. Why are we the outlier as a country with, you know, second largest greenhouse gas emissions compared, say, to Europe? Why do we have twice as much per person, say, compared to some of the Scandinavian countries in terms of greenhouse gas emissions? It's because fossil fuels have so much power over our political candidates and office holders. That is something we can change. We do not have to tolerate that. We don't have to be less democratic than, say, other countries in Europe, for example. And
well, we're going to, let's talk about that more, of how we can do that. This is Chris Stainis. You are listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, we'll explore more about this with Frances Moore LePay.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Oh, welcome back to Voices of Women. And yes, we are speaking with someone of a woman of wisdom, Frances Moore LePage, today, who's author of the book Echo Mind, Changing the World, the Way We Think to Create the World We Want. And so, Frances, can you give your contact information, website where people can find out about what you're doing and your books and all?
Love to. It's smallplanet.org, so it's really easy, just smallplanet.org. And I also blog on Huffington Post, and you can see that or go directly to Huffington Post. But smallplanet.org, we have so many articles and blogs and photographs and stories that I hope are all very empowering to people, because our whole focus is on solutions and that we can do this, basically.
Oh, and that's so needed. I mean, we need to know that solution, you know, just to get together with other people of like mind and co-create, I think it's so powerful. And so some of the things in your book, you talk about seven thought traps. What are the two main ones that we get caught in?
Well, I think that, I begin the book with this idea that somehow the thought trap is that, that the problem is that we've grown too, that we're growing too much. That we have to cut back, and that the consumer is to blame. And I really try to reframe that in that what we have created is not an economy of growth, but one of waste and destruction. That most of what, most of the energy that produced is wasted, and we're wasting a quarter of all calories produced in the world are wasted. And so what we really have to focus on is not that scary message that, oh my gosh, we've overshot the earth limits. No, we've disregarded the laws of nature. And so what I'm advocating throughout is that as we align with the laws of nature, including human nature, that there's more than enough for all. So I'm trying to ratchet down the fear and scare messages, because actually the sun provides us 15,000 times a daily dose of energy compared to what we're currently using in fossil fuels. So we have nothing to fear if we align with the genius of nature. And that includes in agriculture. We know how to grow food in ways that can conserve the soil and build healthy soil and save water and grow enough for all of us. So this is the theme, is getting away from the scare messages and really talking about solutions. In fact, you know, I wrote a blog recently on Huffington Post I called Sharing Solution Stories is a Revolutionary Act, because I think that the greatest thing we have to fear is our own sense of powerlessness and despair. That is the biggest obstacle right now.
Yeah, so let's talk about this power, how we think about power, and what you're talking about is rethinking power. Because power can be a very, you know, sometimes we think of power as being a very negative thing, like power over, but there's a correct use of power.
Well, it's power. What does it mean? It goes back to Latin, which is simply capacity to act. Excuse me. Power is just being able to create. Think of it like that. And so I talk about relational power, which means that the idea from an eco-mind is moving to this ecological understanding of life in which everything is connected and in continuous change. And so the only choice we don't have is whether to change the world, because everything we do and don't do is changing the world around us. Our choice is to just keep in a rut and feel frightened. That's changing the world, but in a negative direction. And so I'm really asking us to see the power as a very positive thing. And I talk about the various sources of power, including, as I just mentioned, you know, actively committing to bring in stories of what is working and sharing those on a weekly basis, on a daily basis with our families, our friends, our spouses, our partners. And that changes us. And this is what the EcoMind is, just full of stories of people who said, nope, I'm not going to give up. And I tell the story of a woman in Germany after the terrible, a Chernobyl accident and radioactivity everywhere. And she said, this is not working, and I want to stop this direction toward nuclear. And she created a co-op renewable energy, and now it has, you know, many thousands of members who are part of that cooperative. So it's that kind of story that I love to share.
And it's so important, because we don't hear them in our regular press, and I think that's where the internet's really helping, because lots of information can get out on the internet. And we learn from each other's stories. And then, like you say, that brings, even in your book, because when you came to Woman of Wisdom, it was when you had your book Hope's Edge, that having those stories from other people, we see what's possible, and it gives us hope. And it's so necessary, as you say, to share them.
Yes, I should mention another resource on our Small Planet website. That's very prominent as you go to the homepage. It's a workshop that's been developed here by my staff, an eco-mind workshop where you can, maybe workshop's too fancy a word. It could just be a few friends getting together. It could be, you know, somebody in their religious organization saying, okay, let's get together and rethink power and rethink how we can make a difference from an ecological point of view. So it's partly emotional regrouping, but it's partly learning new information, and it's a pathway through. Either you could use it in a classroom or, as I say, in any kind of group of people. And I really encourage, because I think we have to go that deep. It's really not just about joining a particular organization. It's really about going into our own lives and thinking of what makes us feel powerless and how we can shift that.
Yes, and doing it with others. You know, I think one of the problems is we think we're powerless because it's just me. What can I do? And you know, sometimes when you get so excited because you finally connect with someone and you have this engaging conversation, and then you even feel more empowered. And that's what has happened at Woman of Wisdom, where people share each other's stories and they feel more empowered to go off and do changes in their life. And the more we can gather in community and then feel that excitement for the potential of what we can do together excites people.
Right. I think of it sometimes as a buddy system, in that, you know, just if you are really interested in any piece of what we're talking about or something else, and you know one other person who shares that passion, that can multiply your possibilities so greatly. And, you know, maybe it is around food. Maybe it's a decision that you're going to become healthier yourself and have more energy for everything in your life. And you find one person who wants to change your diet a bit and support what's happening in your children's school around a school garden, or you want to go together to the farmer's market and you want to understand more how do we get to this food economy where, you know, in really food that is unhealthy is cheap and thrown at us, whereas healthier food is harder to get. How do we get there, and how do we turn that around? I mean, I totally agree with you that doing this together, and that's why we hope our website will be very helpful in that way, because there's so many different organizations that you can find out about there.
That's great for you to, you know, to provide that, because sometimes we don't know where to go, you know, if that's a topic that interests people. And also, it just occurred to me when you were talking, like, there's so much talk here amongst people that I'm with of the whole Monsanto business of, you know, owning the monopoly of seeds and all that's going on there. What is your take on that?
Well, it's interesting that you ask, because I'm going to have one of the biggest challenges of my life coming up in October, because I'm actually going to speak in Des Moines at an international gathering where Monsanto is being given a prize that is sort of the Nobel of food and agriculture, and I have protested it in writing, and now I will be speaking the next day as part of a panel that is standing up for a very different perspective and challenging this award. And so I am deeply alarmed, because, in fact, this award is supposed to be given to people who contribute to nutritious food for all. And clearly we understand that Monsanto is a very non-transparent, very secretive corporation that has monopoly power over genetically modified seeds. And we know that concentrated power is at the very center of what is the root of hunger. So it's a violation of the World Food Prize very mission statement. And so I'm going to have the opportunity to sort of practice what I preach and walk with my fear and pounding heart up to the podium and say what I think. But you can read about it. We did my daughter and I wrote a blog that was signed by 81 global leaders. It is about this. If you just Google a World Food Prize and my name, you will find it, where we wrote a blog that really challenged the World Food Prize for giving, for honoring Monsanto, when Monsanto is a representative of the very model of agriculture that is so destructive and contributing to hunger.
Well, kudos to you, and we're backing you. We'll be there. You know, so just think of many, 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 many people, and just like, I think you should put it out there so everybody knows what you're doing, because then we can support you just in energy, you know, sending good thoughts.
So,
because, you know, that's a scary, it's a scary thing to go up against the big giants, and, you know, good work on your part to share that voice, and I'm sure you'll be well supported. Well, thank you so much for being here today with us.
My great pleasure, Chris. Thank you.
Yes, and remember, everybody, her website is www.smallplanet.org. Well, I'm Chris Danis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back. I'm going to be talking with another guest, Becky Chambers.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. demanding more change, and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers. Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister kind, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and now in this part of the show, we're going to talk to Becky Chambers. She's the author of Whole Body Vibration, The Future of Good Health. She's a naturopath, a teacher, an author, and the president and owner of Vibrant Health, where she specializes in the breakthrough body and mind and energy therapies of whole body vibration and high potency homeopathy. She's one of the first and most experienced expert in whole body vibration in the northeastern states of our country. And she's the area's foremost provider of this revolutionary technology. She has a bachelor's of science biology degree and a master's in education and graduated from highest honors from Clayton College of Natural Health with a doctor of naturopathy degree in 2003. And she has spent the last 20 years discovering powerful new energy therapies that have led to a transformation of her life on every level, including the development of intuitive abilities. So welcome, Becky.
Hi, Chris. It's great to be here.
Yes, thanks. Well, first of all, I would love for you to describe what is whole body vibration.
Okay. Well, it's a machine. You stand on a plate that vibrates. It physically moves 20 to 50 times per second, and that causes all kinds of automatic reactions in your body. Involuntarily, every nerve is going to be firing off messages to your brain. And that's going to cause all your muscle fibers to tense and relax, even if you're just standing there. And it actually feels really good. It feels like a massage, but the effect is like a workout, an intense workout, especially if you're doing exercises on the plate. So the research has actually shown that 10 minutes of exercising on a powerful whole body vibration plate gives you the benefits of an hour of conventional weight training, even though I know that sounds impossible, but it's great. It's fantastic benefit. And then it has all kinds of other benefits.
So those are people who don't want to do exercise.
There it is. It's a miracle.
So tell us your story, how you got into this whole body vibration.
Well, I did have just incredible health problems for most of my life, actually. And I started with major depression for about 30 years. And then in my teens, I started developing allergies to everything. And I had ended up with all kinds of joint problems. I was allergic to everything on the planet, multiple chemical sensitivities and chronic fatigue. And I still had the depression along with, it was just a mess, a disaster zone. So I had to, you know, start trying to find a way out of this. And I tried a lot of things in my time. But about 10 years ago, I found whole body vibration and I noticed a huge change in how I was doing right away. So it's very, very powerful because it's not just a workout, actually. At the same time, it's having all kinds of beneficial effects on your brain and on your energy, your sort of chi energy. So the total picture is that it helps you heal from a huge range of problems, and including the depression, which I'd had for so long. One of the things it does very powerfully and very quickly is give you energy and raise your mood because it raises serotonin levels in your brain. It's a neurotransmitter that all the antidepressant drugs target, and it just like immediately starts raising the serotonin and also other neurotransmitters and hormones that give you energy and help you heal faster, human growth hormone. It's just remarkable what it does, and there's a lot of research on it.
I was going to ask you about that. What is the scientific proof of how it works even?
It was developed in Russia in the 1970s, a long time ago, by their space program, and their Olympic athletes were using it. So since then, there's been a ton of research, and NASA now uses it with our astronauts because it has fantastic for increasing bone density because all those muscle fibers are actually tensing and relaxing quivering against your bone. And that is the signal, it turns out, that your bones need to know they need to increase bone density. So they send these vibration plates into outer space with the astronauts, actually.
Was there a thing I think I read is that did they lose bone density when they're up in space?
Well, they normally do. They normally lose bone density at a rate 100 times faster than people here on Earth. So it's a huge problem for space travelers. But this has been a way that has it can halt that loss of bone for the astronauts. They've done a lot of research with animals and the astronauts, and they get phenomenal results. It's a little bit harder to get really great results with the people on it, like in our country, who need it, which is more like postmenopausal women. And mm-hmm. It's harder when you've got an older person who's got a lot more like systems that aren't working as well. Nutrition is really important also at that point. But I've had a lot of success with older women. If you combine nutrition and natural health approaches with the whole body vibration, it's very dramatic. I had a woman who is like 70 years old now, and in 2 years, she completely reversed severe osteoporosis to where she now has, according to her latest bone density test, the bones of a healthy young woman. It's fantastically exciting. You know, you got to know how you're doing it, though. And so I recommend people check out my website and get my book, because I really talk about how to use it to the best advantage. You know, what do you do? I don't really recommend people just jump on any plate they find, because it's a complicated thing and it's very powerful. So your average person should start with just a little tiny bit and slowly work their way up, not just jump on. It was originally designed for, you know, like Olympic athletes, which most of us are not.
Right. Well, and you also talk about detoxing. So I think that's one of the risks that why you're talking go slowly. Because what happens when you detox a lot all at once? What happens?
Right. I mean, really, it's a huge education into how much toxins actually are affecting our body. Toxins have been linked to most chronic health problems. And people will sometimes find if they're trying to do too much vibration that suddenly weird things are getting worse. And it can be because you're detoxing too much and it's putting a big strain on your body and on those parts of you that are having particular trouble with toxins. So like arthritis problems could suddenly get worse instead of getting better, which if you do it right, just a little bit and some other, you know, hints in my book, usually you'd see all kinds of pain and inflammation levels dropping really fast is what happens if you do it right. Because there's all these health benefits that it works on your energy. It has sort of like an acupuncture effect. And it's detoxing, which if you're getting the toxins out of you slowly and carefully, it has a really big health benefit. So it's an untapped, exciting new therapy and system for people.
So you talk about osteoporosis, but what about, has there been any study of people who have illnesses, like chronic illnesses? Because a lot of illnesses start, you know, are caused from inflammation. We're learning a lot about that.
Right.
So yeah, with cancers and things like that. So what effect does this have as somebody who has cancer?
Well, you know, the best way to use this, to be honest with you, is as health enhancement. Don't wait till you're really sick, because then it's much trickier. It does have beneficial effects, but you'd have to do it really carefully because it's also stressful on your body. Like, you know, doing a heavy workout and a sauna and all this stuff can be stressful for your body if you're doing too much. So it's best to start with, like, if you got some twinges in your joints, now's the time to jump on it and really get your body feeling great and protecting yourself. And it does drop inflammation levels, but if you're already at the point where you need a knee replacement, it's too late. So, you know, it's health prevention is worth an awful lot.
Yes. Well, is this something that you go to? Do they have them in the spas or the
some
gyms,
yeah,
and things?
Right. Some health clubs and spas have them now, but you do want to make sure you're using the right kind of machine. So check my website, check my book if you want. Your average American, average person should start with a gentle machine, and a lot of like sports clubs are getting powerful machines with the sort of mentality, and a lot of the makers of these machines, they're exercise equipment companies, and they have that football mentality, more is better, which is really not right for whole body vibration for your average person. In that case, it's actually less is better. It's, you know, a little, like, we're not used to thinking that way, but it's really true here because it's very powerful, and you can't really tell that when you just stand on one. It feels like a massage. You're like, I could do this all day, but no, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's
better to start
with like a minute.
So you need to ask questions when you're at the gym about the machines. But if there is a powerful, if what they have is a more powerful machine, would you just not do 10 minutes, but 2 minutes would be okay? Is that how it works?
I wouldn't
even do that.
You know, unless you're already really healthy and have no health problems, I wouldn't do more than a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And really powerful machines are usually made with two motors. And I don't really recommend two motor machines because they use two motors to make it more powerful, but two motors can never be perfectly synchronized. So it's sending a desynchronizing message into your nervous system. I would recommend a single motor machine, which is already gentler, and then a gentle single motor machine, and then start with 1 minute if you've got any kind of health problems. And there's also certain health problems where you shouldn't get on any machine, such as like mm-hmm. migraines, epilepsy, vertigo, kidney stones, gallstones. It can make those things much worse very fast.
Yes. Okay. Well, this is Chris Danis. Yeah. And we'll come back and talk about more about this. I'm talking with Becky Chambers, and we'll come right back and talk some more.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and I'm talking with Becky Chambers. She's the author of Whole Body Vibration, The Future of Good Health. And we've been talking about this machine that you stand on and your body vibrates and all that. But Becky, first, why don't you give your contact information on your website where people can find more information about this and your book?
Okay, that's BC for Becky Chambers, bcvibranthealth.com.
Okay, bcvibranthealth.com.
Right.
Okay, great. And so what are some of the other benefits? We've been talking about a variety of things, but I know people have a lot of concerns of, weight. I mean, we have a huge weight problem in our country. So what does it do for losing weight?
Yeah, well, that's a big one. And I'm experienced in there because I once weighed 200 pounds with all that depression, and I had an eating disorder and was very out of control, a big eating addiction problem. So it's a workout, so it's raising your metabolism and helps you burn more calories, which is always great for losing weight, right? But just as important is that it raises that serotonin levels in your brain, so it's an antidepressant. And that gives you more energy, and so you're out there being more active, and you also, you know, I was an emotional eater, and you tend to eat too much when you're depressed. So those factors are really big, the three of those together, and it's helped me keep the weight off. I've kept off, I'm weighing like 125 now, and that's been for many years, which is really a blessing, of course, for me. Makes me very happy. And it's powerful. It's not by itself, maybe not going to do it all by itself necessarily. You want to combine it with eating well and getting lots of exercise, but it helps you do those things because it improves your mood and gives you more energy.
So and what, Yeah, yeah. So that's what, and that's part of the thing is like to get going, to get exercising, yeah. You kind of have to shift your energy levels because you got to get motivated right. To get there.
Right, and it's fantastic for those things, which is, you know, that's half the battle right there, is being in the right frame of mind. So that's talking about how the huge brain effects that it has, and it helps people be much more focused as well and in a better mood and motivated. So you don't just lose weight. You actually start getting all kinds of projects done that you've been procrastinating about, and you couldn't get this project done. It was too difficult, and suddenly you're doing all kinds of things that it's great. And that happens with just a tiny amount. That's why I say, people, you don't need to do a whole lot. Just get on for 1 minute. That's what I have people do in these classes that I run. And they just, they come back the next week and they're like, wow, you know, I was in a great mood. I slept good. I did it, got all kinds of stuff done. It's remarkable.
Well, that's great to think a machine can do that. And I'm sure, are there any people who are sort of skeptic about this? Because like, well, they just...
Well, you know, I always get people making jokes about the vibrating belt. Oh, yeah, I've heard of those. they used in gyms a long time ago. So, yeah, sure, of course there's skeptics. And the fact that it's like 10 minutes equals an hour of conventional weight training, that's hard to believe. But think about a guy with a jackhammer and the arm muscles they develop. It's really hard work, actually, to work out on one of these machines. There's all kinds of physics reasons why that's true, but it becomes a very intensive workout if you try to do exercises on a powerful machine.
So, when you're standing there, you actually do exercises too.
You can do it either way. You know, I mean, I have a woman who bought a machine not that long ago. Well, about a year ago actually, and she uses it. She stands on it while she brushes her teeth for 2 minutes twice a day. That's all she does. And her bone density has increased. Her bad cholesterol levels dropped. She's seen her energy and her mood increased dramatically. She's seen all kinds of benefits, and she just stands on it for a few minutes each day, and that's a gentle machine.
So how long does this take for you to see results? I mean, if you did it for a month, you have to do it for a year?
Yeah, different things. You get different kinds of results in different amounts of time, like the mood and energy, one session of one minute, and a lot of people are going to see a big, big boost in energy and mood. But if you're trying to increase the bone density, if that's your issue, you got to do it like 6 months to see a change in bone density usually. Depends, you know. People's appetite drops and their activity increases rapidly, so it can be really helpful for helping you lose weight quickly. Depends on the problem and the person somewhat.
Mm-hmm. And I think we were talking in the break, it increases your testosterone levels. Well, you mentioned hormones, so
yeah, that's
going
right.
To do what?
Yeah, testosterone and growth hormone, human growth hormone. So testosterone is great for libido and energy for both men and women. Of course, men, everybody knows that. It's really important for men, but it's also really important for women. And human growth hormone increases. That's your major anti-aging and rejuvenation hormone. It helps everything heal faster. So they combine that with the acupuncture effect, where it's lowering pain and inflammation really rapidly, and it's used in a lot of physical therapy centers around the world. And I have a lot of success with people with all kinds of joint problems and muscle problems, tendon problems, tend to get better really fast.
Well,
like,
I need to...
overnight.
Oh, well, I need to find a place in Seattle. It's got a machine. Try it out.
I'm sure, especially out on the West Coast, you're going to find more of them.
Yes, yeah. Well, yeah, because I do have joint problems and wake up that achy feeling, my hips and my hands. So I may be one of your test subjects and prove this.
Yeah,
I can come back to tell everybody on the radio, it did work.
Yeah. Yeah, try it.
And these machines aren't inexpensive, so people need to know that. And so you might want to find a place where you can test them out before you were to make an investment. What is the general cost of? I know there's different machines.
Yeah,
what
they
do you
do
recommend?
Range, they range from anywhere from $200 for a super gentle machine, which is so gentle it doesn't have a huge effect, to people can spend $15,000 on one of these, which I don't recommend that either. That's usually one of those two machines that's too powerful and not really ideal. I recommend machines between about 800. Well, the ones that I sell are between 800, because there's a lot of different brands and makers, and that's important as well. So I'm talking about the machines I use are between 800 and 3,500. And actually, for most people, the $800 or $1,000 one is the ideal machine. Gentle.
Okay, and I think you talk about those on your website of recommending what machines to and in your book, too. Well, thank you so much, Becky, for talking with us today. And so you can go to her website at bcvibranthealth.com and check out her book, Whole Body Vibration, The Future of Good Health. So I want to remind people that we are still okay about receiving applications to be a presenter for a workshop at our 22nd Annual Woman of Wisdom Conference. Our theme is The New Paradigm, Riding the Wave of Heart. And just email us to ask for an extension, wow@womanofwisdom.org, or go to the website, womanofwisdom.org, and click on Conference 2014. You'll see the information and application form. So we can accept up until just the beginning of September, because we're working now on our selection process. So the earlier you get it in, the easier it is for us. Very excited about going into our 22nd year. There's also a call for musicians and artists. You, again, email us, send us your CDs or MP3s by email. Send us your art. We're looking for a good brochure cover art for our cover of our brochure. Sorry, I'm repeating myself. But with that theme of riding the wave of heart, just email us, wow@womanofwisdom.org. And remember my book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. If you need some inspiration, check out my book. It's available on Amazon, available on our website. So I look forward to talking to you with next week. I'm going to be having Sally Kempton as my guest next week. And have a great weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.